Business Breakfast with Owanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.
Joining me this morning, Jeff Halley, Owanda Senior Market Analyst over in Singapore. Jeff, very good morning or good afternoon to you. Looking at the markets, we've seen, volatility, I suppose, would be the word. When we were talking a moment ago, you were saying that people are chasing their tails right now.
Yes, these sorts of markets are noisy markets. In fact, the noise is almost deafening. But when you look under the surface, there's really not a lot driving it. And at the moment, what we're seeing is the trajectory of the US fiscal stimulus negotiations between Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin dictating short-term moves in the market. So the market's sort of chasing its tail, flip-flopping, depending on what the latest headline comes up. The markets are, I think, still underlyingly pricing in that some sort of deal will get done that will happen before the US election. But I think that is a big risk, and perhaps the downside risks are increasing for equity markets, for example, this week.
We've seen some fairly strong data out of China this week. It feels as though China right now is the powerhouse of the world.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you there. That definitely is. It's almost like the last man standing, really. I mean, I think the Chinese data that we're seeing in the last few months is something that most developed market countries would like to see in normal times. So there's no doubt about it. The export engine is firing on all cylinders. Domestic consumption is returning. People can travel within China. I think China is benefiting, obviously, from controlling COVID-19, but also having that critical mass of 1.3 billion consumers in the economy, allowing it to stand on its own two feet in isolation, much as the US used to do, shall we say, in these times.
Looking across at Europe, we're expecting to open lower when markets are opening later on this morning. From your point of view, how is Europe looking right now? Because it feels as though, you know, coronavirus cases rising, lockdown restrictions increasing across the continent. I mean, it feels as though we're going nowhere fast.
To me, there seems to be a bit of a sense of disbelief in the markets, or they're just ignoring the bad news. I think the risks are increasing quite dramatically for Europe. Not to be a bugbear about anything, but as you said, COVID-19 is making a huge comeback. We're running into winter. We're seeing lockdowns. We've seen Ireland go into a nationwide lockdown, Wales in a lockdown, restrictions all over the UK, for example. The Brexit trade negotiations may or may not come off. I think the market is definitely not pricing in any risk into sterling or UK markets there either. So, I think the downside risks are certainly increasing. A lot of parts would have to fall into place for us to get through this without any bumps in the road.
Just picking up on that Brexit point, so right now negotiations are off, although as we've seen throughout this process, there is, I think, an expectation that the UK has stormed off in a huff and then there will be a reconciliation. But we do have the Prime Minister telling businesses to prepare for a no-deal exit at the end of the year. And it does feel as though businesses, markets just don't believe him.
To a certain extent, that's true. But I mean, with the Prime Minister, I think he's right to be saying you need to prepare for a no-deal exit because we might just as well have one. Mm. So in that respect, I think it's an entirely sensible statement to be making. I do believe if the House of Lords changes this internal markets legislation and then it gets sent back to the Houses of Parliament and then the Prime Minister acquiesces to the changes, that could potentially unlock the European side of the negotiation equation. If he's going to be stubborn on this bill, I think the risks are going to increase exponentially that you will have a hard Brexit, so we say, at the end of the year.
And what about looking across to the US? So we have the next presidential debate coming up at the end of the week. And obviously in the background, we still have the negotiations, as you were talking about a moment ago, between the Democrats and the Republicans on potential stimulus.
Again, I think as far as the stimulus deal goes, the markets are choosing to completely ignore the downside risks to no deal getting across the line, much as they have been with Europe and particularly with the UK and the British pound. So I still think this is 50-50. None of the headlines that I'm seeing suggest that they are managing to overcome their differences. I mean, there will be a stimulus deal, whether it gets in before the election or afterwards is the point at the moment. So the markets are still pricing in that there will be a fiscal stimulus deal. But if negotiations collapse in the next 24 hours, again, we could see stimulus. We could see, equities take quite a hit, and perhaps the US dollar rally. The US presidential debate on Friday is probably the last chance that Donald Trump has to seriously move the polling needle back in his direction. So I'm expecting another 1.5 hours of exhausting television.
And where are you looking for money to be going this week?
I think as we get closer to the US election, and with all of this risk around the world that is being largely ignored, I think it's going to be a struggle to ignore any longer. And as such, I think we're going to see some downside pressure on equities as investors take money off the table, and that's a sensible strategy. And I also believe that havens such as the US dollar, gold, Japanese yen will come to the fore, and we would see prices appreciate in those particular currencies and asset classes into the election as the market takes risk off the table and moves into a more defensive positioning.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Jeff Halley, live from Singapore, Oanda Asia Pacific Senior Market Analyst there.
This is the Business Breakfast with Oanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.